speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I am your host, David Pruse. Today's a Monday. If you want to call in to the guests, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with me on the phone is calling in is Representative Mike Kronk, District 36 out of an area the size of Montana anyway, but he lives in Tok. And Mike, how you doing, sir?
Very good, David. How are you?
Good. Now, I've always bugged you about, you know, the size of your district. Texas is maybe bigger than your district, I think.
Yeah, it is. I think we printed out a map of it. I want to say we're the size of California.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I think I have the thing, you know, the distinguishability of having the largest district in America. I'm pretty sure that would be safe to say.
And you live in Tok, so, you know, it reminds me of planes, trains, and automobiles, but to you it might be horseback, boat, car, and plane, small aircraft.
Correct.
Well, when you were campaigning last year, how do you figure that out? How do you go about a strategy to, I'm going to go out and try and touch everyone or where I can in an area the size of California? How do you go about doing that?
It's really tough. You know, I mean, you know, obviously we have the road system that you can hit, but then you have, you know, we have remote villages that are only flying, and then lots on the Yukon River. And you know, last summer, Tenema Chiefs Conference hit a trip on the let's say the middle part of the Yukon, where we went to Ruby, Galena, Koyukuk, and Kaltag. So that was a really valuable trip to hit, you know, in 3 days and connect with the people there. And then Senator Bishop and I got to Fort Yukon also, and then we went up to Housley and Hughes with the governor. So it's really tough. It costs a lot of money if you really want, you know, in order to get out and, you know, reach everybody. And I believe, well, last we checked, we had 91 communities in my district, and this goes far all the way over to McGrath.
Yeah,
it's a huge district, and it's nearly impossible to reach. But you know what? I'll accept that challenge and do the best I can to make sure that people know who their representative is.
Now you said districts. Is that districts or precincts? 91.
I think we just looked at how many different communities there were listed.
Okay.
So not precincts, but just communities and villages, and it's like 91.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What's that like? You know, you grew up rural. But this is really getting out there.
Yeah. And like I said, I wish I could say I could get to every single place, and you know, which is nearly impossible unless, you know, I was bankrolled on a campaign, you know, of a couple hundred thousand bucks where you could, you know, just charter a plane and start hitting all these other places, or buy your own plane and become a pilot. And then you could do it. But, you know, I think it's a lot of trust across the district and knowing people in different places and, knowing that I grew up rural and I'm fighting for, you know, the rural way of life, you know, down in,
yeah,
Juneau, which is a big void down there. You know, it's that rural voice isn't always there. And we do have a pretty core group there that supports rural Alaska, that's from rural Alaska. So, I just do my best to do that and make sure everybody knows that I'm down there fighting for what matters to them. I mean, what matters to rural Alaska is definitely different than urban Alaska. So we just try to focus on that.
Yeah, as it should be. They're two distinct different things, you know, sort of like You know, a lot of people, you hunt and fish for subsistence. A lot of people fish for sport, and then a lot of people fish for making a living out of it. It's three different entities on the way you look at it.
Right. Right. And I, you know, for us out here, our focus is putting food in the freezer, you know,
yeah,
or smokehouse, whichever one you want to call it first, you know. So that's our focus. And, my focus is I've grown up, you know, hunting and fishing and trapping. And the resources should be our number one priority no matter what, over everything. And so that's been my focus the last 3 years here, of making sure that our resources, the focus, you know, we manage our resources well. Everybody has food on their table, but we obviously have some issues, especially in the rivers, obviously, and a return of salmon in the Yukon right now. There's lots of factors, but, you know, I'm not going to blame it on any one thing, but we really need to get some answers.
Yeah. Yeah, there's talking the talk and there's walking the walk, and you, my friend, you walk the walk. Every time I talk to you, like this morning, what were you doing this weekend? Oh, getting my bear bait stand set up, or doing this, you know, in the winter, doing this on the trap line, or I got my moose this week, this month, or I had to go get a couple caribou with my daughters to get them set up. You know, you actually live that lifestyle.
I do, David. I what I do on the campaign trail, I try to reflect that, you know, and I don't make things up. It's what I live. I can prove that, you know, but, it's the lifestyle I love. That's why I love this state so much. And that's really one of the big reasons why I'm a representative, is because I love our state. I love our people. And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, urban or rural. Like, I spent 5 years of my life in Fairbanks.
Yeah. UAF. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my go-to city. You know, I love the Golden Heart City. You know, so there's a special place in my heart there. So even though I'm a rural rep, I do represent the northern part of Fairbanks, the Goldstream Valley, and I want to see Fairbanks be successful and the people, you know, quit struggling. You know, with all your issues, you have the EPA issues and you know all those issues. You know, we want to make sure we have solutions for those. So, well, you know, love working with the Fairbanks reps and senators to make sure that we're taking care of Fairbanks in the interior.
Now, you grew up in Tok or Northway?
I grew up in Northway.
Okay. Okay. And then you got a scholarship to go to UAF.
I did, yeah. I got a basketball scholarship, and, you know, it was a great 4 years of basketball there. I did a fifth year to finish up my teaching degree. But, proud Nanook. I think we had the biggest crowd ever in the Patty Center. When we played UAA for the conference championship in 85, I believe, or no, 85.
How'd the game go?
Yeah, we won. We won our conference. we were like the Bad News Bears that year. We're like, we had the worst record in the NCAA tournament when we but we had a really core group of guys that loved each other, and it was hard to stop us. It was really interesting. You know, everybody knew what we were doing, but they couldn't stop us because we just played so well together. And it was a great time up there, very valuable. Got my, degree and came back home and taught. So it was a great time. Special place in my heart up there.
And now you live in Tok.
Yep. I taught in Northway for 14 years. And then I swung over, same school district, Alaska Gateway School District, came to Tok. We were creating a middle school program, and I really enjoyed the middle school kids, and so I spent the last 11 years teaching in Tok, and retired in 2017, and so it's where I live now. Northway's always home, but Tok is where I live.
You know, it's interesting. You bring a background of education too. Most people don't realize that. As a state representative, you know, as an educator and a very deep background at it.
I do, yeah. And as soon as I got out of teaching, I was elected to the regional school board. So I stayed involved, as much as I could. Our kids are our future, no matter what. Nothing's perfect. Our system's definitely not perfect. We always need to work to improve it. But I do have that knowledgeable background, especially when we're down in Juneau fighting over different things. And I try to bring a solid perspective to whatever I'm involved with.
Oh, good for you. Well, we are going to take a quick commercial break, okay?
Sounds good.
Fairbanks, if you want to have a discussion or a question for Representative Prox, excuse me, I'm sorry, Mike, Representative Kronk, wrong Mike, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
This is Ricky Colapietro with the Valdez Fishing Report. Exciting news we're down here at the harbor with. Can you tell me your name and where you're from?
My name is Aaron Cruz, and I am from Wasilla.
Awesome. So we've got your fish hanging up right now. Do you know how much it weighed?
It is 147.2.
That's awesome. That'll put you in first place for the week. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about your day. How'd it go?
Oh, it was amazing. Like, I was going for a derby fish, and I was catching some good size ones, kept throwing them back, and then I was burnt out for the day. I was like, okay, this is the last one. Threw my stuff in, let it hit the bottom, reeled up three times, and then the fish started running. And it actually only took me about 20 minutes to get her in.
That's not bad for a fish of that size. So do you know about where you're out fishing, or?
Just outside of Hutchinbrook. Is it Hutchinbrook Island?
Hinchinbrook,
thank you.
Right on, that's awesome. So you're out a little bit of a ways. That's where the big fish hide. Tell me about your day. How was it getting out there?
Oh, it was beautiful. The water was like glass. The sun was shining. I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Awesome, that's good to hear. Glad you had a good time getting out there. Did you guys pull up any other fish while you're out?
Oh, we got a couple chickens and whatnot. We've been out on the water for about 6 days now, off and on.
Be sure to stop into the Valdez Prospector's new location on Egan Drive, right across from the museum, for everything you need for fishing in Prince William Sound. Licenses, bait, derby tickets, and the best selection of lures and tackle to help you catch the derby winner. Stop into the Valdez Prospector on Egan Drive for everything for your fishing adventures.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 62. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 44. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 62. Cloudy. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Representative Mike Kronk from TOC here in District 36 on the phone with me. How are you doing, sir?
Good, David. How are you?
Good. So you spent 5 years at University of Alaska Fairbanks and got a degree there in education. The university system is a very big part of both our economics and our education. Anything you want to tell us about what was going on in Juneau this year with university?
I was part of the finance, on the finance committee, so everything kind of ran through us. But, obviously, I think we have some really big supporters of the university. On the other hand, we really are at a point where we need to be really fiscally responsible for things. And I believe, there was some really good things happening. We know the University of Alaska Fairbanks especially is I'm always going to call the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I know it's called the University of Alaska now.
I always say UAF too. I got you on that.
Yeah, it doesn't ring right to me. It's UAF for me. So, doing some good things. We know we have lots of great study programs up there with, research and stuff. And I do believe the governor, we got $5 million for the drone program up there. And, they're obviously doing some studies on how to get the heavier crude oil out of the ground. And so there's really good things happening. And we just want to make sure that we're always supporting our university system. But, we want to make sure our university systems I always say, if we're going to do this, let's be the best at it. If we're going to be an engineer school, let's be the best engineer school in America, or vice versa. It doesn't matter to me. So I would like to see more focus on specializing and in those areas, especially like nursing, teaching, engineer, you know, all the things that are super important to Alaska. I just think we need to have more of a focus versus running kind of ramp. And I want to, you know, I want Alaska to be known as the best. And how do we get there? I that's not my forte, you know, how to get there, but I will do whatever I can to make sure that I want UAF to be world renowned. Of what are we going to be world renowned of? You know, let's make it. Even though we've had a great reputation, I remember, especially when I was going to school, you know, of an engineer school and in all the northern studies and Arctic studies and stuff like that. But let's be the best. If we're going to do it, let's make sure we put ourselves on the map. If everybody knows where university is, where we come to, you know, get educated.
You know, it's interesting what they're doing with drones and fisheries management now. And,
yeah,
you know, just really interesting, and charting where the fish are, what, you know, food systems that they have, weather patterns that affect it, temperatures and the streams. It's really getting interesting.
It is. I saw a drone video of the Upper Salter River, you know, where the Chinooks are spawning. And I'm like, this is great stuff right here. You know, instead of having boots on the ground, we could possibly be using these to, you know, count fish and just be more efficient at things. So yeah, it's pretty exciting of the different avenues that the drones could go in, you know, for us.
Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFER Radio with Representative Mike Kronk, and your name is?
My name's Al.
Hello, Al.
Yeah, it's I really thank Representative Mike Kronk. I mean, it's really great that we have a legislator that's, you know, experienced and grew up, you know, around fish and wildlife and our wild resources. And, you know, he doesn't toot his horn often enough, but he was responsible for two bills this year. One, there was an amendment to this e-bike bill that would have been really detrimental to the management of our wild resources and access to them. And then the other one, that a bill that passed the floor 40-0, which doesn't happen very often, which was a trapline cabin bill. He was very instrumental in, you know, educating those non-rural people on how the importance of, you know, having trap line cabins for trappers.
And, there you go.
You know, I'd like to put that out there for everybody too.
And you serve on the board of game?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So you're quite educated in this field too.
Absolutely. But, you know, to get things through the legislature, you don't always have people that can represent or even have an idea of what really needs to happen and why the importance of things need to happen legislatively.
So. Al, have you ever stepped in Representative Kronk's office in Juneau?
No.
I think you'd enjoy it.
He'd probably enjoy stepping in my office more.
I think you two would enjoy this hanging with each other. Mike, any questions for the game, your Board of Game member, Al Barrett here?
No, I don't have any questions, but I appreciate what Al does and what the Board of Game does. And yeah, he's right. I'm not a big horn tutor, to be honest, you know, but I just like getting down to business, and I don't care who takes credit for stuff that gets done. I just want things to get done. And having the background, you know, hunting and fishing and trapping, it does help in the legislature, because we are very urban dominated down there. And there's a lot of people that just don't understand this way of life. And, you know, it's nice to have the opportunity to be able to explain, especially to, like, the trapping cabin thing. You know, I was trying to explain to people, is like, I used to take my kids out at 40 below, you know, and the only reason I could do that is because we knew we had a cabin to get to, you know, to get that fire roll. And
yeah,
stuff. And it's a safety issue. Pilots know where those cabins are too. If something goes wrong, they at least have an idea where those cabins are. So, you know, it's just nice to be able to go down there and, you know, talk with people and work with them and get that support.
Appreciate it. Al, you have a great day, buddy.
Dude, thank you.
Yeah, it's interesting with that. And, you know, the University of Alaska, and boy, you know, you're a product of it. And education values. And also, you know, you said you're on the House Finance. And knowing your personality and persona, you're in the fiscal management, fiscal certainty.
Yeah.
you're, yeah. What do you want? Why do you want it? What are you gonna do with it? And how am I gonna make sure you do it right? That's Mike Kronk.
that is true. You know, I don't one of our big things, especially, you know, I'm looking at, you know, as we move forward, and I try to be more of a visionary. It's like, you know, what I do now, how does that help us 20 years from now? How does it help us 40 years from now? You know, maybe there's stuff happening now that I'll never see in my lifetime, but our kids and our grandkids get to take benefit of. And one of the, you know, big things for me is researching it and, you know, working with the governor's office is we've never had a true forestry program in Alaska. You know, our forestry has been, hey, let's watch it burn and we'll fight it and we'll spend $100 million. And like earlier in the session, you know, we came with a supplemental budget of, I'll just throw $100 million out, was what we spent fighting fires versus having a forestry program where we're managing our forests. And we were looking at different things. Like Sweden exports $17 billion of forest products a year because they've been managing their forests for the last 80 years. And Louisiana, Mississippi export billions of dollars of wood pellets to Great Britain to power their power plants. And so, one of my big focuses was how do we start managing our forests? And that doesn't mean you go and just clear cut everything. It's like you cut and you plant and you manage things. And I always thought, what if we brought in $1 billion of revenue to the state? You know, I mean, let's start small. I mean, yeah. We have more forests than they do. That could eventually, you know, 50 years from now, replace what we're bringing in oil. You know, so I think we have to look at,
and it's a replenishable product.
Correct. You know, and those are the kind of things that I'm trying to work at. It's like, you know, we need a future. We do have to develop our resources. No one does it better or cleaner than we do. And that's what's frustrating, especially in America. You know, the Biden administration has basically tried to just kill Alaska in our resource development. And it's really frustrating. It takes 10 to 15 years for a mine to come online or get your permits or vice versa up on the slope, you know,
or get through the legal warfare that is put upon you by the different environmental groups.
Correct. I mean, just look at the one lawsuit that the environmental group from Seattle just put on our trollers down in Southeast Alaska.
Yeah.
So they basically just shut down their king trolling because of that's taking food away from the endangered Puget Sound orcas. I mean, you're like, what? Those guys need to go fish. We cannot function as a state by allowing this stuff to happen.
Yeah, you know, I would think that the endangered Puget Sound orcas, one, aren't endangered, and they probably have a good, healthy eating system of both seals, mammals, and fish.
Yeah, and, you know, to come all the way up, you know, to Alaska and say that we're catching their food, it's like, you know, you've got polluted Puget Sound that supposedly they live in there. Have you restricted any of your fishing down there? But they're coming only to Alaska to restrict, you know, our livelihood of our Alaskans. You know, and I know the governor is fighting that, as you know, through the court system, but it's just ridiculous. And that I don't want outside groups doing this to Alaska. You know, Alaska can take care of itself.
Very much so. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll discuss a few more things. And Fairbanks, looks like Jimi Hendrix Experience as our bumper music. So that was obviously put in there by Melissa. Then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, and some weather, and we will be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
I'm Rich Dennison. Former President Trump is set to appear in a Miami federal courtroom tomorrow to be arraigned on 37 criminal counts related to the handling of sensitive government documents.
The appearance in court is scheduled for Tuesday afternoon, after which he is expected to return to his summer home at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, where he will speak publicly in the evening.
Fox's Eben Brown. A Utah mother of three accused of fatally poisoning her husband, then writing a children's book about grieving, now asking a court to let her out on bail. President Biden undergoing a root canal procedure.
After experiencing dental pain yesterday, President Biden underwent a root canal procedure here with plans for a follow-up procedure in the near future. Vice President Kamala Harris replaced the president at an event for college athletes today.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports a man was rabbit hunting north of the Sterling Highway Friday night when he was attacked by a brown bear sow with cubs, according to an Alaska State Trooper's dispatch. The incident happened at 8:24 p.m. Friday night near mile 73.5 of the Sterling Highway. Nicholas Abraham, 34, of Sterling, shot and killed the sow with a .44 handgun, Trooper said. Abraham had non-life-threatening injuries. And finally, authorities have recovered the body of the captain of a fishing charter boat that was found last month partially submerged off an island near Sitka in southeast Alaska. The bodies of three of the four passengers aboard the vessel had been previously recovered. The body of Morgan Ribidow, 32, of Sitka, was recovered Thursday, 11 days after the boat was found, Alaska State Troopers said. The agency said the body was recovered from the Low Island area but did not provide further details. Troopers reported previously that the boat, named the Awaken, had been salvaged and returned to Sitka. The investigation continues into what caused the boat to capsize.
Online at KFAR660.com.
With stores in Anchorage, Wasilla, North Pole, Fairbanks, and throughout North America, Glass Doctor is your locally owned and operated solution when you need a windshield. With our G12 road hazard guarantee, you get 1 year peace of mind, knowing we will fix or replace your windshield if it gets damaged or broken for free in Alaska, where they put rocks on the road like on purpose. It's practically a buy one, get one free kind of a deal, and only at Glass Doctor.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your pains.
Ah, summer. Hammocks and flowers. Fishing and camping at your favorite spot. Who needs a Honda generator for that? Great question with some great answers. Good lighting, charging batteries, electric coffee pot, popcorn popper, mini fridge, watching a movie, and my personal favorite, mosquito zappers. Honda generators are forgettably quiet. A Honda generator will change your whole camping experience. Buy yours at the Woodway on College Road, your premier Honda servicing dealership. Power your summer the Alaskan way, the right way, the Woodway.
Your miraculous eyes bring your life into focus. Protect your eyes. Reach out to ophthalmologist Dr. Ronald Zamber, accepting new patients at the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. With 30 years of experience, he provides a vast level of expertise to his patients in Alaska and around the world. Receive the most compassionate and globally experienced eye care in Alaska from ophthalmologist Dr. Ronald Zamber and his exceptional team of optometrists. Contact the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks on Mini Street. Visit eyeclinicoffairbanks.com.
Save now on Bridgestone and Firestone tires at GCR. Receive your Visa prepaid card of up to $70 when you buy a set of four eligible tires. All-terrain models for solid on- and off-road performance for your light truck and SUV, or touring models for superb highway handling for your car. Submit your rebate online. Receive your Visa prepaid card by mail. Shop now. Offer ends September 4th. Details at GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road. Van Horn at Cushman.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Representative Mike Kronk, District 36, the size of California, on the phone with me. How you doing, sir?
Good, David.
And if you have a question for him or a thought, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. So you're relaxing and enjoying now that you're back from, you know, your 121-day session, actually 122 days.
Yeah, I was 122. Yeah, actually enjoying, you know, this weird, that ball of heat up in the sky that, you know, I didn't see for 4 months.
it's called the sun.
Really nice seeing that interior sun, you can't replace it, I'll tell you.
I know. It's just, it's most people don't realize what 24/7 sun is like.
Nope, they don't.
So any fun things you've done since you got back besides relax and try and, like, your reentry program of your house?
Well, you know, it's interesting. This is interesting. Not many people know, but last year my dad was in a car wreck on June 1st. So I really didn't campaign a lot because he broke his neck and back and
was
in Anchorage until January, right? So, and the best situation for him wasn't going back to Northway. So when he got out, he moved into my house. So my mom and dad are actually are in my house here, you know, working to get back home and stuff. So, yeah, it's been a challenge, but it's fun, you know, having them here and, you know, being able to talk with them and stuff every day and see them. So, it's definitely different, but, it just doesn't stop me from going out and, you know, throwing the boat in the water and going grayling fishing and, you know, going out bear baiting and, just enjoying what the outdoors, you know, provides for us.
Ready for a phone call?
You bet.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Representative Mike Kronk, and your name is? Hello? Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is? Mike, we're not getting that person. Oh, well. You know, technology and all my buttons are correct. You know, we had Al come in with all the correct buttons on, so that was not me, per se. Hopefully they call back. So it was interesting. Let's try the phone call again. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Trying again here.
Okay.
This is Charles.
Charles, how you doing?
Hey, I've been saving up a question, and I wonder about the state not having a Department of Agriculture, what division it's in, what we're losing by not having a direct control over statistics, figures, and whatnot that Department of Agriculture should be able to supply.
Thank you for the phone call, Charles. Mike, any thoughts on that?
Well, I can't answer that directly, but I do know that, you know, one of the high priorities of the governor is definitely food security. So we've been doing our best to identify and do what we can to make sure that Alaska is providing its own food. We got in the governor's budget, I think we had like a $3 million appropriation to get three-phase power out in the Delta. You know, we have that Pachaca area down in Indiana that some land's been sold for, it's definitely really good soil for growing stuff. And you know, there's actually some really cool places in Indiana that are producing. We got, you know, areas in Sultra that do this. And I think one of my recommendations is with the governor, and he'll be down in Indiana on the 21st there, so I'll be down there with him, is we're going to go check out some of these places. And I think we need to bring the minds that are actually doing this, the boots on the ground, all together. And how do we make this better? You know, because we've epically failed as a state earlier on because, you know, we invested all this money, let's say, in the Delta Ag project, and then we just bailed on it. And likewise, we had the Kobe Ag project down in Anderson and some projects in Indiana, and we invested the money and then we bailed on them, you know. And so we need to have a process of making it right. And we already have a lot of land there, but they just need some help versus creating new stuff. So I'm really focused on helping better our food security across Alaska.
Another phone call for you. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Bill.
Hello, Bill.
And it's kind of I'm not going to hang up, but I would like to kind of hear his answer before I ask my next question. So my question for Representative Kronk is, do we currently have an accredited teaching program through the University of Alaska system?
I believe we do after we've lost accreditation. I believe we do. That was one of our questions. I know we've asked the university. Because, you know, basically the university is supposed to be producing 100% of our teachers, and it's not there, I can tell you that.
Okay, here's my second one to go along with that. We don't hold anyone who's in charge of any department accountable for anything. They have no responsibility. Anyone who is in a private economy situation bears responsibility and accountability. If their program is not accredited, which means it happened while they were working, the person in charge of that department and the president should be terminated immediately. There should be competition for their jobs.
This is my third year in the legislature, and that was one of my questions, probably the first year, because I was really frustrated with that. And I agree with you 100% because we're paying people a lot of money to do this stuff. And how do you lose accreditation? They said there are people that are no longer there, but what that means to me is they probably weren't fired. They were either transferred or moved, and that's not acceptable either. So I'm with you. I do believe in accountability. I have to have accountability. The more accountability we have in all of our departments, the better we're going to be, serving the people. So I'm with you on the accountability part.
There's one more part I want to add to that, and I think Mr. Pruse would agree. There also needs to be a carrot, and that carrot needs to not go to the, if you want to call it, the bureaucratic class, but to the individual. And let's say it was me and you, and we were graduating from high school. There needs to be an incentive for the state of Alaska to produce what they need. Like if it's teachers, let's say it's nurses, I'm leaving that up to whatever the demands of the Alaskan people are. There needs to be an incentive for that program. And I
absolutely
full ride. I don't mean a full ride, but I mean by statute. So I don't know if it may even need to be congressional. I don't know, constitutional, because we've already seen the legislature not abide by statutes. And they don't get rid of the statutes. So it's cruel for anyone to expect you to follow the law that you've written when you don't follow the law that you've written. So I'd like to see an incentive for the needed positions, teachers, nurses. I would love to have our own doctors. And I'll get off and listen to your answer. Thank you.
Thank you for the phone call, Bill.
No, I totally agree. Like for doctors and stuff, we do have, the state has the WAMI program, which is a partnership with Washington and Idaho and
Montana and Alaska. And then you have the WICHE program, which is Washington, Idaho, California, Hawaii, anyway. So
and no, I believe it. I totally believe in that. We're in a position right now where we're not competing with private industry right now. We're I'm looking at DOT right now. We have a mine down here in the Troke area, and we're losing guys at the mine, and it's because when they can go get a job that pays twice as much as the state does, we're going to have problems filling those jobs. So yeah, we do need competitive. We do need incentives. The governor had a great bill for teachers out there had three different quadrants. Basically, if you were urban, it was a $5,000 increase. If you were, let's say, road system like Coke, it was $10,000. If you were really, really out there in rural, it was a $15,000. And this was money right to the teachers. And that bill has kind of been stagnant there. And, everybody hems and haws on this stuff, but we really do need to do a better job of making sure that we're keeping good employees in our state and being competitive, because we are losing people.
Yeah, and the university is a bureaucracy unto itself too. Then you have your different fiefdoms, and I use the Anchorage, teachers senate or whatever they called themselves, or They're trying to fire the presidents and everything, and run everything through the Anchorage, whatever it was there. And I just look at us and I just say, you're allowing the tail to wag the dog here.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep.
Does get interesting.
It's government. There's so much bureaucracy involved. And again, if I have to be held accountable, I expect other departments to be held accountable. I mean, that should just be the norm. It shouldn't be, well, because it's government, we can do what we want. We serve the people. Ultimately, no matter what, we all serve the people, whether you work for Alaska or you're elected. You serve the people. Like, Mayor Bruce serves the people of Fairbanks.
32,500 people.
Yep, and we need to be accountable for that, and I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah, very good. Hey, we're going to take a commercial break, Representative Kronk, and we'll be back after these messages. If you have a question for Representative Kronk, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Are you looking for a rewarding career with stability and upward mobility? The Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development can connect you to job training and apprenticeship programs that open doors to careers offering good wages and benefits. Whether it's classroom or online, weekend or night classes, find the right training program for you. Build your skills. Build your career. Build Alaska's future. Visit alaskajobs.alaska.gov or visit your local Alaska Job Center to learn more.
We need cars.
That's right. We need up to 150 quality used vehicles to fill our lots, and we'll pay you top dollar. Why trade that clean used car to a dealer or go through the hassle of selling it yourself? Just stop into Affordable Used Cars. You'll get a quick 10-minute appraisal on your vehicle. It's that easy. Plus, at Affordable Used Cars, our sales staff will make sure you always get a hassle-free experience. Remember, nobody beats an affordable deal. Nobody.
Who is that man? Master of the TV remote, the nimble ninja of the northern woods, whose very presence sets the mighty bull moose to quiver in fear, and caribou running for higher ground. Skipper of boats, maestro of the campfire. He doesn't wear a cape, just an old fishing hat, but he is your dad. And Father's Day is Sunday, June 18th. Find him a gift he'll love at Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoors. Frontier Outfitters, for his Alaskan lifestyle.
Women's bladder issues can be so embarrassing and stressful. Many patients have a hard time controlling their bladder and have leakage either because they can't make it to the bathroom on time or simply because they cough, sneeze, or exercise. My name is Dr. Mia Duncan. I am a urologic surgeon with 15 years experience specializing in incontinence as well as women's pelvic and sexual health. I help my patients feel more empowered about their health and their sexuality and live the high-quality life they deserve.
Find them at FairbanksUrology.com.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. High of 62. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 44. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 62. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here, and I have Representative Mike Kronk calling in from Tok. How you doing, sir?
Good, David.
It's a nice sunny day down there?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, it's really sunny. A little bit of wind. Yeah, keep the bugs away. Not that the bugs are too bad, but it's a beautiful day.
Now, you went into the legislative session with a new legislature.
Yep.
And everyone thought it was going to take the House, you know, about 20 to 30 days to come to, you know, to come to an agreement on how they were going to line up. And it took you an extra day. It took you one day. And you had rural Democrats join the Republicans. And, well, all the Republicans except for David Eastman out of the Matsu Valley there. And how did that work out for you overall?
I think it was good. You know, traditionally, I mean, if you look back in history, what they call the Bush caucus has pretty much always joined the Republicans, you know. And I think it was good. We, you know, when you bring in four people, and technically I'm part of the Bush caucus now, which is good. But when you bring four people, you know, there was one that, you know, I would say CJ McCormick, you know, he's a Democrat, but, you know, Bryce Edgman and Neil, I think are more true independents. They're fairly conservative. I mean, you know, in other aspects, maybe not so much, but, and then Josiah Puckett, you know, from from Barrow is definitely he's definitely conservative. You know, he's an independent, but he's definitely conservative leaning. And I think, you know, overall things went as well as possible. We knew there was going to be some hiccups, and you have to realize that we formed. So for most of us, the majority of our caucus, this was the first time ever being in a majority. Most of them have always been in a minority. So now you are running committees, and you know, you're in charge of that legislation and all this stuff. And so there was a lot of learning curves. And I think next year will be better. We can hit the ground running. And again, it would have been nice to organize earlier, so we had all this figured out. But I think overall, we had some pain. We got through it. I think overall it was pretty good. We have a pretty good group of people that we worked with. I mean, we're all strong-minded, but ultimately, it's a team effort. You have to have 21 votes no matter what to get anything passed, and that's what you strive for.
Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Representative Mike Kronk, and your name is?
My name is Mark Gilmore from Eagle, Alaska.
Hello, Mark Gilmore from Eagle, Alaska. How are you doing?
I'm right fine as frogs here. Mr. Kronk, I voted for you. I'll probably do so again. I like the sound of you. I would like to say something about maybe getting a heavy rail all the way to Alberta. That'd do my grandkids and great-grandkids good. We could use a grain reserve out of Delta. Quit playing with them boys down there. Let's put them to work.
Mike, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I agree with you, actually. I appreciate the call. And I do believe, there's so much going on. I do believe that there is some funding for a grain reserve in Delta. That was one of our big things this year, especially with the lack of feed during this last winter. Now, the rail, obviously, is a big deal. The last price tag I saw on the rail to Alberta was over $26 billion. I've been working just trying to get the rail from Fairbanks to Delta Junction, Fort Greeley, because that price tag, every year we put it off, goes up. I want to say the last price tag was $1.2 billion just to build that section of rail, which would really serve the Delta area, especially for food security and stuff. But, yeah, no, I don't disagree at all. Will I see that in my lifetime? I don't. I don't want to put any promises.
I think you're going to be long-lived, my friend.
I'm looking for grandkids, yeah, great-grandkids, bro.
Yeah, yeah, great-grandkids, too, yeah.
Well, I agree with you, and, you know.
Gentlemen, bless you, and out here.
You have a great day. Thank you for the phone call, sir. Yeah, even, that's right, you go all the way to the border in Eagle, Alaska, the 40-mile district. Oh, yeah, you, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how did the breakup on the Yukon River go this year?
It was okay. Eagle wasn't too bad, but Circle got hit really bad. Circle flooded really bad. We had some other. I mean, there was flooding, but Circle I think took the brunt of the heaviest flooding and really caused some damage. Eagle had some good ice chunks. I didn't hear of any damage, but Circle did it. You know, I know Senator Bishop went up there as soon as we got out, and sent me some pictures, and it was pretty devastating. So I'll be heading up there at some point this summer to check on it and see what kind of progress we're making. Seems like our response teams have been really good, really good communication of making sure that things are ready and in place. So. Really appreciate the governor's office making sure that it's a priority.
Yeah, it's interesting. You have a governor who was an educator in rural Alaska, and then he went into the Mat-Su area. And so he has a lot of the rural roots, as you would call it, like you do.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really fortunate. I think I've created a really good friendship with Governor Dunleavy, and I really appreciate, I know there's, people that, there's always naysayers here and there, no matter who or what's going on or what's doing anything. But I really appreciate him. I have the ability to, if I need something or can, shoot something by him, and he does the same thing, that we have that ability to do that. And he's very much appreciated. Him and his team are always responsive when there's some need.
You know, there's a couple things about Governor Dunleavy most people don't realize. And the two things I always look at is, one, he will ask you a pointed question.
Yep.
And you better give him a pointed answer. And two, he's got a very good sense of humor.
He does. You know, and I can say this, this has been our ongoing joke, is who's the better basketball player? Finally, you know, we have the last group of people, and he goes, hey, I just want to get this. That's the first thing he said, just get it off the table. He goes, Mike's the better basketball player.
Yeah. Now, who's the better bowler, him or you?
I don't know.
Yeah. I heard he's a really good bowler.
If he's really good, I'm going to give it to him, because I can roll the ball down the lane, but I'm not sitting on over.
Yeah, I whiff. But who's the better shot at 300 yards?
What's that?
Who's the better shot between the two of you at 300 yards?
You know what? I don't know. I'll be honest. I hunt a lot. I'm not a great shot. I like to get a good rest. If you're talking offhand, I would probably say somebody else. I like to get on a rest. I mean,
yeah, exactly. So do I.
I don't wound things, and I really don't miss them. So I like getting a good rest and taking a shot that way. If I miss, I probably miss by a long ways, which is good. I don't want to wound something. So. I would say Governor probably is. I'll give him his, you know, his due credit.
Yeah, until his 30-day veto is over with, you'll give it to him. What the heck? What are you looking at in the next? We got about 3 minutes left. This coming year, what are you looking at doing down there?
Back in Juneau?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, continue. You know, I haven't looked at oil prices. You know. When we left, oil prices, it's good. It could be a tough year again, budget-wise, you know, and we've got to figure this out. You know, I mean, not getting I am definitely a PFC guy. I especially rural Texas, where that money is well spent, and not having are we ever going to pay a full statutory PFD? I know people want it, but that's $3,800. Are we going to be able to pay a 50-50 PFD? That was like $2,700, and what we got was $1,300, which was basically turned out to be a 25% of PLNV draw. If oil prices stay the same and inflation stays what it was and investments were, it's going to be a tough year next year all around. I accepted to be on the finance committee because I knew there was going to be really hard decisions to be made. And you know, I'll take the credit, or I'll take the
brunt.
Negative. Yeah, I'll take them both, because somebody has to make those decisions. And you know, the way it all ended this year, the Senate with what they did to us to the House was not how things work. And people thought that we should have fought them. But then again, we're in Juneau drawing per diem for 30 more days, and the end result wouldn't have changed.
Yeah.
So. I what I want to do is make sure we go down there this year, and that it's very clear to the Senate that we're working together. You're one body. We're one body. We work. We do it. We do. You do. You do. We come together. We work together. We cannot have a one body dominating the other body kind of scenario. So my
shutting the other one out like they did at the end.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, the House was in good faith. The Senate shut you guys out.
They did, and I'm not going to sit back and accept that. You know, I my vote wasn't to give up. It was, you know, when you've lost the fight, I want to live to fight another day.
There you go,
kind of thing. And I'll be a little smarter the next time.
We got to run, so. Representative Kronk. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for what you do down there. We'll get you back on the air sometime in August. Okay.
Sounds good, sir. I appreciate it.
You have a great day, and Fairbanks, you have a great day too. I will see you tomorrow.